You know, a shyness pervades us. And to truly enjoy time with our lovers, we must overcome it. When you're dominant, there is a temptation to be apologetic for certain desires, to withdraw from them. But as we begin to relish them through our actions, one can learn that they are just as helpless as a well-trained partner is. There's a liberation in acting on automatic, in needing to do something. Society tells us we're in control of ourselves, but why should your partner be the only one who gets to set aside expectations and responsibility, the only one who gets to subsume themselves in the pleasurable fire of an escape, an experience normally unavailable? Why should you not also get that? Spend some time thinking about it. Imagine your partner as something to shape, clay in your palms, moving only when it has been heated with arousal and preparation. Lay your hand on the small of their back and whisper. The right command, the right influence, tempering and shaping them. You know how your partner reacts to your touch, to your command. The connection is forged, and suddenly, when you take control, they are incredibly aware of you. And they are blissfully absent of interest or concern in anything but service. Why should only they get to feel that? Shouldn't you be able to lose yourself in something wonderful too? So you run your hands over your partner and find the parts that make them squirm. You are transmuting your thoughts into their body, with word and action. The two of you have agreed on a nexus of vulnerability. Specific times and places where you're allowed to truly reach in and reshape your companion. And they are yours to shape. You have the power to feel every bit of them, shaping and forging. You are making conduits, specific inroads and methods for making them really feel what you're thinking and want what you think. Revel in it. Let the sheer orgasmic power of it flood you. Let your own eyes roll back, and a mischievous smile invade you. It's all right. In this moment of meditation, where it feels like you've practically left your body with glee at the prospect of reshaping your partner, you have truly escaped from expectations and are able to act as you've always wanted to. In the moment where you feel the desire, any desire, to lay your hand on your partner and direct their caresses, steer their mind. You know you're giving a wonderful gift. You are allowing your lover to wholly lose themselves in submission, what's called subspace, to be free from everything except the urge, the motivation you have imparted. You are their obsession, and they are your plaything. And this is an appropriate branch for the path you are both on to take together. And more than merely walking the same pleasurable road, you are walking the path with your hands on them, steering by the shoulder, or by the driving hand laid on the small of their backs, pushing them along. You are moving in communion with the mind of your lover, influencing what exists there. For a while, it is like part of your partner's body is yours instead, overlapping, changing, becoming unified, becoming what you have made it. In their half-lidded eyes and blank, sluggish movements, you see a very happy lover indeed. There's a wonderful temptation for you to take over. You have learned levers you can pull, buttons you can push, actions you can take that you two have agreed on, which are now out of your partner's hands. The control has been passed to you voluntarily. It is your job to use it, your compulsion to revel in it. You have the ability to evoke commands and pull levers the two of you wanted to exist. But if your partner gets to explore subspace, a part of them which longs only to dance to your tune, it is then your obligation to play so they can lose themselves in the next influence. Your lover revels in the service of simply acting as directed, as trained. And it is training. A conditioned response. Your lover has them, but you must acknowledge you have them as well. When you see your partner obey, when you hook yourself up to their body and their mind, you exert dominance and command over your partner. These are familiar ways. Your hands move the same way. Your visage changes. Perhaps you stand more confidently. And you should. When your companion enters subspace and begins losing themselves in obedience, lose yourself in dominance, too. It's only fair. Feel how your experience becomes dreamlike, domineering, as if you could merely exert your will and they would make it so, and they will. Be confident because you know your partner sees you as every bit as perfect and impressive as you really are. You are, in that moment, completely convinced, as you are now, that you are deserving of the adulation the two of you have agreed upon. You can feel this realization reshaping you presently, forging new pathways. You're really feeling it now. Surrender to an urge to be in control. Get in touch with your urges, dark and deep and red, parts of the ancient body and mind that have survived to the present day, handed down and live in you now. Imagine there is someone controlling you, just as your partner's being controlled. But this is just a part of yourself doing that, trustworthy and indulgent, and unfettered by expectations. A part of you which has, as its only concern, the mutual pleasure of your partner and yourself. A part of you which is more free, more complete, which can forge new conduits of control and training, devise new ideas for what you will put into the mind of your partner, and thus what will be done to you. Let yourself feel like a puppet in your own body, and thus more fully understand how wonderful your partner feels, how freed of responsibility, except the one holding your strings is you, a more refined, dominant version of yourself who's very into the motifs of dominance, the scene, the beauty unfolding before you as you press your influence into the mind of another. In the moment of complete control you hold over your partner, you have a more complete understanding of them than you ever will of any other human being, and they have the same of you. The most profound connection possible is when your partner gives in to submission, and you get into your dominant routine and begin to act, begin to touch, activate the levers, dream up new ones, let yourself accept something we are normally shy about, normally apologetic for. So long as it's consensual, so long as it's worked out ahead of time, it is best to let your dominant side roam. When you and your partner devise a routine, a new training method, you are laying rails for the train of pleasure to run along, a silvery guideline feathering into the mind of your companion, a connection as you lay a hand on their lower back and tell them what you want, and then they know. But they don't simply know. It is now their emphatic desire, your companion's sole thought, to serve. The least you can do to assist your partner is to exceed their expectations by letting your sole thought be to rule. You are deserving of their focus and obedience. You are your partner's obsession, and your partner is your plaything. And so it shall continue to be. Through every pleasured wonder that you weave together, through everything that goes on, accept and own what you might otherwise shy away from. Rule. Control. Lose yourself to yourself. Why should your partner have all the fun? Do what you feel should be done in the situation, and you will learn new and better ways to act. Through a complete surrender to your own desires, you will explore your partner's surrender. Only by obeying yourself can you expect another to serve. Free urges that are mischievous and dark and wonderful. Free them and then talk them over with your partner, preferably in a whispered voice with your hand on the small of your lover's back. Find ways you had failed to connect before, and now will succeed, and now will never uncouple, as you travel the rails together into bliss. Each of you motivated by forces too powerful and influential to control. Each of you carried onward, you'll find yourself in a state of understanding, heightened focus, Almost trance-like, except you will be absolutely in control of the situation. Where once previously you might have shied away from the adulation of your partner, their adoration and obedience, maybe you laughed it off or set it aside. Now you embrace it. Perhaps you grin, but you know what it is to feel deep and pliable as they will. Let yourself growl lovingly. Lay a hand on their back, shoulders. Control and guide. Steer and provide context and training. You provide walls for the world of pleasure the two of you will fill up, until you can swim in it and twitch into blissful euphoria. Your lover serving, you being served, a world order where you delimit the boundaries, and the two of you color them in. Ideal. It is what you will seek. Something awakened and unlocked in you now, which will not be ignored nor set aside. It will nag at you. A feedback loop of temptation to give in to yourself. And you can always return here for a refresher course.